next case was a 62-year-old woman with metastatic adenocarcinoma of the lung and an ALK tumor translocation who was initially started on crizotinib, which was discontinued due to very bothersome visual changes and fatigue. The patient was then started on alectinib and responded and tolerated it well, but developed progressive disease 8 months later. She is currently on brigatinib and faring well. The question in this case was how to identify patients who would benefit from brigatinib and what side effects patients on this drug may experience. I asked Dr. Shaw to comment on tolerability of brigatinib, which was recently approved in patients with disease progression on crizotinib, and the ALTA trial, which led to the approval of this agent.
So the ALTA trial was a randomized phase 2 trial of brigatinib in patients, ALK-positive patients, who had failed crizotinib, okay, not alectinib, just crizotinib, and they looked at two separate doses of brigatinib. Brigatinib is very, very active in patients who have failed crizotinib, high response rate in the 45 to 55% range, and also very good intracranial activity, higher with the standard dose. The standard dose is 90 milligrams for 1 week and then up to 180 milligrams. So very active drug, but again, just to point out, this drug is approved for the crizotinib-resistant setting, and we actually have essentially no data on brigatinib in the post-alectinib setting, which is what this patient was in. The way we use it in practice is primarily for patients who have failed crizotinib.
Could I just ask what you would do in a situation where a patient's refusing chemo and, you know, relatively stable?
Well, the drug where we have a lot of experience post-alectinib is actually lorlatinib, which is a third-generation drug, and that drug is good to know about because it's going to be approved in the next few months. And our hope is, based on the data at hand, is that it'll be approved for patients who have failed one or more TKIs, and that will include alectinib.
And again, any anecdotal experience with brigatinib after alectinib?
There is anecdotal experience. We actually have a series that we already submitted for publication looking at activity of brigatinib specifically in post-alectinib patients, and there is some activity. The response rate was about 17%, but the median progression-free survival is rather short at about 4 months. And again, just in terms of who are those patients, those 17% who are responding, they tend to be the patients where we can identify an ALK resistance mutation after alectinib, usually in the tumor, but even sometimes in blood as well. That seems to be a way to predict for those patients who could respond to brigatinib.